Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
How was your weekend, everybody, as we swing in to yet another exciting, heart-pumping week here on America Tonight? Because, boy, there are a lot of things hanging in the balance. Certainly politically, we know that. What happens at Foggy Bottom rolls out like a tsunami and attaches itself to all of us, which leads so many frustrations. Isn't that true? Especially when it comes to taxes. We just went through tax day last week. Some people still feeling the massive sting. All right, speaking of a sting, this is a sad sting. ISIS, again, we see the creepy pictures of Christians being led to the water by their captors. They're in orange jumpsuits, and then it's the mass execution of more Christians. So another video released by the Islamic State showing this mass execution of Ethiopian Christians in Libya. I mean, it's just outrageous, senseless brutality is what it is. That's what it is. But it is a threat that we cannot just completely push to the side. ISIS is a real threat. Small, large, whatever. However we want to quantify what they do, it is horrific, gut-wrenching, wrong. Just wrong. And are we worried about looking out our door or our window today, seeing that something will touch us from ISIS? No. But the problem is the lone wolf terrorists, those who want the glory of being part of ISIS, and they're very, very good at recruiting people. Now, you need some good news, because that's horrible news. But ISIS soldiers, militants is probably the best way to this, what they're being called, they actually were themselves knocked off by Iraqi soldiers that retook key oil refineries from ISIS, which is big. Because part of this, we know, is that fight for the control of oil, and ISIS knows that, and that's what they're trying to do. So the soldiers surrounding and taking control of the biggest oil refinery over the weekend is a huge, important piece of the puzzle, and one that affects us and our role in airstrikes and what we're doing to counterattack what's happening with ISIS and our interests, selfishly, for our safety in this terroristic world. So it's a major victory for the Iraqi security forces. They're feeling more confident. It looks like they're getting a little bit of a leg up in this war against these terrorists. And it's a great time, too, because it is on the heels of the Iraqi government forces and, of course, the allied Shiite-Sunni mixing bowl that it is, the fighters, backed by our airstrikes and also the rest of the international coalition that have helped in these intense battles with ISIS to retake some of these key areas that they took over, key cities, pieces of land in northern and western Iraq. So grabbing, snatching that refinery back is a major, major, major win. I mean, we're spending. If you're sitting here listening to saying, oh, I don't care about hearing about ISIS. Yes, they're thugs. They're awful. They're disgraceful, whatever. They're menacing. We're spending a lot of money. It's your money and my money because it's taxpayer money that is getting pumped into these airstrikes. So, yes, we want to see success on the ground. So this is a huge victory. A huge, huge victory. So one horrible thing happens. The White House, of course, condemning the video that I mentioned here at the top, the killing, the needless, ridiculous slaughter of the Ethiopian Christians in Libya. And then the retaking, though, however, of the key oil refinery is huge, is huge. Another sad thing happened over the weekend, and it, it caught my attention immediately when it happened. Hundreds and hundreds of people they think are dead after a boat capsized in the Mediterranean Sea. And I was looking at pictures of the boat. It was a 66-foot boat. And there were about 950 people on board, including there were hundreds of people who were on that boat who had been locked in a hold by smugglers. So they were, you know, they were trying to squeeze as many people on as they could. And there, it's not clear what happened. And this was a major operation earlier in the day, certainly in the Mediterranean Sea, just north of Libya. So they were carrying that many people and it capsized. Capsized. Awful. I mean, it's a fishing boat is basically how they're describing it. And there were 300 people in that hold when it overturned. So you had women, you had dozens, scores of kids on that boat. So this isn't like a TV episode of something you're watching, because we see that often what happens in Hollywood, they mirror what's going on. I mean, this is the real thing. The Maltese Prime Minister, Joe Muscat, said the disaster was the biggest human tragedy of the last few years. And they think the reason it overturned, actually, is because people rushed to one side of the boat on Saturday when they saw a Portuguese container ship. That's what they said. So when they saw that, they had boats and nets and life rings and all that kind of stuff. So they think that's what happened. And there, all these ships immediately wanted to, the second anyone heard this. So 18 ships were out there. But only 28 survivors, 24 bodies were pulled from the water, and so they know, you do the math, it is not good. So the container ship responds. Anybody that was within distance tried to get there, but what could they do? Trying to find any survivors. So sadly, there's a lot of awful stories that are coming, will come out of the depths of the sea. So who knows? They may not even recover most of these bodies, which happens a lot off the coast of Libya, Italy, and some of the other Mediterranean areas when that's happened. But bravo to the people who responded as fast as they could. And at least they did have some survivors. But when you think of the numbers, that's a terrible, terrible loss. Even Pope Francis was following this and had a silent prayer for the tens of thousands of people that were in the crowd at St. Peter's, trying to get people to do more to manage the flow of the migrants, of the people who were coming in this way, who were on these boats, saying this is exactly what happens, the chaos of it. And it definitely was chaotic. And even the numbers, and I didn't realize this, but with this whole smuggling thing, because the smuggling boats are overcrowded, of course, and they're not really pretty dangerous. They're not really equipped for that kind of a trip. They had another boat last week where they think 400 people drowned when it capsized. So already almost 1,000 people have died. Now you add these people. It's just a terrible, terrible thing. All right, coming up on the flip side, odds and ends closer to home. What's shaking in your backyard and mine? You can always throw in 855-266-5283. We'll take you on the campaign trail next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
America Tonight. Who, oh who, will be next to hear that? In 2016, who emerges, soars, who flops, who ends up becoming the president, the next president of the United States of America? What do you think? It's all about you, and it's all about me, right? Because we the people, at least we forget. Right? So ultimately, we have the power, well, in a sense, to hopefully elect the person that we would like to elect. So here's the latest from the campaign trail. Marco Rubio says being gay is not a choice. The Republican presidential candidate said he does not believe that. See, now everybody's going to weigh in on different issues. They got to figure out what their strategy is or what their belief is. Because as I've said many times, to me, a strong president would be someone with a backbone. So even if people don't like the way they feel, that you're getting the real thing, not the spin-doctored person. He was on CBS's Face the Nation, part of the Sunday Swirl. He said it should be up to states rather than the Supreme Court to define marriage, and that he considers marriage to be between a man and a woman. Here's the other big quote. He said, I also don't believe that your sexual preferences are a choice for the vast and enormous majority of people. In fact, bottom line is I believe that sexual preference is something people are born with. I mean, this is part of the questions along the way. This time around and many times around, really, for the past probably 15 years. he and other Republican presidential hopefuls have faced a lot of these kinds of questions about same-sex marriage, because we have our Supreme Court justices getting ready for what's going to be a pretty big ruling on the constitutionality of this issue in June. And if you look at the polls, the latest Gallup poll says, this is a poll, and we know polls are polls, but that Americans support the right of same-sex couples to get married, 55% to 42%, some of them Republicans. So Republican support is growing, but it still is lower, 30%. So it's not the same as Democratic support or independent support, but it is growing. It is definitely growing. So this is a question that will loom. It will definitely loom. In the meantime, here's somebody who I think will throw in to run for president. How far he gets, I don't know. He had a little bit of buzz the last time around when he decided to run. But Mike Huckabee says Christians, this is interesting, he says Christians shouldn't enlist while Obama is president. So the former Arkansas governor told an Iowa radio talk show host that the Obama folks had an open hostility toward the Christian faith, pushing prospective military recruits to enlist after Obama leaves the White House, so saying, forget about it now. And Huckabee was on, you know, this Des Moines radio station responding to the news reports about the whole religious freedom, saying that religious freedom advocates are saying that the military has become a hostile work environment to Christians. Now, by the way, and this is another big chunk of news, he said Friday that he would announce whether he was running for the Republican presidential nomination on May 5th. So by my calculations, May 5th is coming up. In a couple of weeks, he'll announce whether he's going to be in or not. I wonder if he's going to do it. I feel as though, and knowing some people who know Huckabee, that he will, that he is going to do this. And he wanted to, you know, he did it last summer. He ran last time and had a pretty successful shot at it. So maybe this time with a kind of a wide open field in a sense. But I just see Huckabee as somebody who is on the second rung versus Scott Walker, who hasn't yet declared. And let's face it, even Ted Cruz or Marco Rubio or even Rand Paul, though I think Rand Paul may have a tough time compared to a couple of others on the top shelf. Or maybe not. Maybe not. You know, it depends on where these primaries go. It depends on a lot of things. What happens, I think, in the debates, the initial debates, when they don't become ridiculous, will be important. Because somebody could really jump out. Somebody could really jump out of the pack if they handle the debates correctly. So in other words, if they show something that you just really, they're on fire and you haven't seen that before, that can make a difference. That can make a big difference. At least a couple of points in one direction or the other. All right, in the meantime, what's going on with Hillary Clinton? A lot of people are talking about Hillary Clinton, that's for sure. As to whether or not, do we get Hillary from before? Are we getting a different, souped up, warm and friendly Hillary Clinton? You know, how much manipulation is going in to her campaign? And the answer is, of course there's manipulation that's going into it, just like everybody else's campaigns. So she's still doing that thing where, you know, I'm going to shake hands, and she's New Hampshire. New Hampshire is where she's going to be this week. And that's big, because you got to stop in New Hampshire. You got to get the people to back you in New Hampshire. That's one of the big decision spots when you're running. So that's where you head. Iowa, New Hampshire. So I've done the Iowa thing, so now it's off to New Hampshire to see what happens. It's interesting too, because you know, there are in wrestling with Clinton and her campaign staff and what happened last time around when she ran, and will this be a whole different ball game for Hillary? The thought is, instead of messing with she's the tough woman, because before they wanted her to be like a Margaret Thatcher and thought that was good. Now the whole thing is about embracing the softness of Hillary Clinton. And no challengers. But the Democrats have to put up some challengers. At least they have to put up some challengers to make it a little more interesting in the beginning. But who wants to be the sacrificial lamb? You know, who wants to be that person that jumps into this race, whether you're O'Malley, the former governor of Maryland, or Jim Webb, the former Senator Jim Webb, who says he can't run a big money, flashy campaign, but I think he'll run. It's just a foregone conclusion for the Democrats that it's Clinton. So, of course, who's going to spend a whole bunch of money on trying to get elected when they realize that's the case? So with Hail to the Chief, that's where we're at. More people, I think, Republican-wise, getting ready to say that they're going to jump into the race. And probably in the end, and I said this last week, by my count, you could have 10. In the very, very beginning, you could have 10 who jump into this. Lindsey Graham, remember, he's been waffling about this whole thing. He's saying he's going to decide late May or early June whether to make a presidential race, but he's not throwing that out. He's not saying he's not going to do it. We know Chris Christie, he just has to declare he's not backing out of that. There's no way. So it's interesting. Christie and Rick Perry both were in New Hampshire and keeping, you know, fanning those flames. The current governor of New Jersey and the former Texas governor. And I think the middle class is going to be where everybody is pulling. The tug of war over the middle class, isn't it interesting? Finally, the middle class, the true middle class, gets featured. But who's going to be on the right end of that? Who's going to be the right end of giving the middle class what they can't have right now? A future. It's an insecure future because of health care, because of all kinds of things that are happening with jobs. So who's going to be the candidate that really prevails and finds a way to crack that code? It's going to be interesting to watch, I can tell you that, for sure. And by the way, there's going to be other women in this race, too. Carly Fiorina, who used to be the chief executive officer of Hewlett-Packard, certainly she's on fire as far as interviews and whatnot, and she goes right after Hillary Clinton. She's going to absolutely throw in. You know, it's somewhere she's going to be around. Maybe she ends up being the vice presidential candidate, you know, on somebody's ticket on the undercard. It'll be very interesting. The Weekly Re-Rack is next on America Tonight. You don't want to miss Jim Kerwin. He's got a lot to say about exercise. Oh, if you could just get at least 3 hours a week, stave off the potential of heart attack. Stay with us.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
So cold.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Jim Kerwin is in our virtual green room right now. He's an exercise fanatic in a very good way. He might be exercising out, you know, right now, probably. I don't know what we left in that green room. Perhaps a jump rope or two. We wanted to look good, like we were really in shape, and we knew what we were doing, but we know we are not. And so we are reaching out to Jim for some help. He is the author of The Exercise Factor, and he's got a great website, getamericamoving.com. Jim, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you. I'm a little bit breathless, Kate. I was actually using the jump rope in the green room.
Of course you were. Of course you were doing that. Oh, well, see, here's the thing, Jim, and you know this. People, there is a thing about exercise. I find that I have friends that are on two ends of the spectrum. They're either really seriously exercise fanatics and they can't even mentally not exercise, or they would be no good to anybody. And then I have other friends that they want to do it, they schedule it, they try to do it in any excuse. It's too cold, it's too hot, it's overcast, I can't find my sneakers, my socks are all dirty, whatever they can come up with. But we know that it is so important to exercise, right? And you say that it's about the right dose of exercise for a longer life, and there's some basics that we could follow that we need to know. So tell us about that.
Yeah, I mean, it's absolutely true. There are two groups of people in my mind. There's the small minority who exercise a lot, and then unfortunately, there's the large majority who don't. And in some respects, you know, the term exercise is a negative word. We should really be thinking about activity, physical activity, moving, because it's the movement, or the lack of movement, the lack of activity that is the problem. So I came up with my exercise basics formula. Basics is an acronym. And the formula answers two really important questions. The first one is, how much exercise should we do? Pretty simple question, really. How much exercise should we do? And the second one is, what kind of exercise do we need to do? So two simple but really important questions that everybody should ask themselves. So would you like me to sort of deal with each of them in turn?
Let's hear it. Yeah, let's tell us about this.
So the first one is how much. So the answer to that question is that the minimum recommended physical activity for an adult in America is 3 hours a week. Now, that includes doing some strength exercise, but 3 hours is the minimum. So if you're not doing that yet, you should gradually and progressively build your way up to 3 hours. Don't do it all in one go. Try and get there over a period of time. And then you shouldn't stop there, because you need to continue to the ideal number, which is about an hour a day, 7 hours a week, and that's the optimum level. And if you could achieve that level of activity, you will significantly increase your life expectancy, and you will improve the quality of your life. Without a doubt, there's tons of research out there which demonstrates that time and time again. So minimum 3 hours, the sort of the sweet spot, the really sweet spot is 7 hours a week. If you could find a way to build it up to that level, you're going to do some fantastic things for your health. So that's the first question. The second question then is, what kind of exercise should we be doing? And so my basics, the acronym, answers that question. So B is for baseline exercise. This could be a new term for some of your listeners. So let me explain it. Baseline exercise is all the activity we do from the time we get up in the morning to the time we go to bed at night, excluding the planned exercise, going to the gym, going for a walk, going for a swim. So it's all of that other activity that we do. But unfortunately, over the past 20, 30 years, that type of activity has been decimated. And so we need to be really conscious of baseline exercise. We need to really have a mindset to do it on an ongoing basis throughout the day. So, for example, take a 5-minute break every hour. Get up from your desk and go for a little walk. Use the stairs. I'm actually walking around my office right now as we speak. So I'm getting some baseline exercise rather than just sitting down. So those kinds of things, really important. So baseline exercise. A is for aerobic. And I call it the bread and butter, especially for people who are not particularly active. So you need to do aerobic exercise, going for a walk, a run, a swim, a bike ride, a spinning class. That's aerobic. Mm. And really important that everybody does that. S is for strength. So if aerobic is the bread and butter, the strength is really the jam, because we begin to lose muscle mass from our early 30s. So we need to pay attention to our strength. We need to maintain our strength, especially as we get older. So we need to do some strength exercises, and we can use our body to do that. Use body weight, things like push-ups and planks and squats and lunges, lots of things. You don't need any equipment. You can do it anytime, anywhere.
Jim, now wait a second. Yeah. Are you kidding? Squats? Do you know how hard squats are to do? Have you done lunges lately? Ugh, so hard.
Yeah, but you know, if you start doing with just two or three, you know, you can do them at your desk. And you don't have to go down too far. I'm doing them right now.
Jim, you know I'm Irish, right? You know I'm Irish.
Yeah. but you can. You know, the thing about these things are, start with one, and then the next day do two.
Okay.
And then three. At the end of the week, you'll have seven. At the end of the month, you'll be up to 30. You can do these things.
I'm going to try.
I'm going to try
to do the squats. I'm going to try that.
Yeah, no, but you know, think about squatting, actually. And what it'll actually help you with. I mean, you know, you do it all the time. if you think about it.
Right.
So, but anyway, I mean, the key is that strength is really important.
Sure.
I is for intensity. So, you know, we need to increase the intensity of the exercise as we get into it. Not at the start, as we get into it. Because this is how you get stronger and fitter and faster. Or maybe to put it another way, this is how we maintain our strength. This is how we maintain our fitness as we get older. So intensity is important. C is for cross-training. It's just a technical term which says don't put all your eggs in one basket. Try and mix it up a little bit. So don't just walk or don't just run. Do some other things. Do Zumba or yoga or swimming, whatever it is. Go skiing. But try and mix it up. And then S is for stretching, the importance of flexibility and balance. Really important as we get older. So they're the basics. So for an optimum exercising, you ideally should be doing some of each of the basics. If you're just starting out, focus on baseline, aerobic, strength, and stretching. The other two, cross-training, and intensity can come later. So that's the basics.
The basics. So the stretching, why is the stretching so important? I played tennis, and I have to tell you, Jim, I just never felt like stretching. I try to do it, but why is it important?
Because when we exercise, we get stiff. And I'm sure people will identify with, you know, the next day they're stiff and they're sore and they find it hard to get out and do it all over again. Stretching gives us this sort of ability to become more flexible, to ease out the stiffness and the soreness in our joints. So it's a really good idea to stretch after exercise, especially, so that the next time you go out, you're not going to feel as stiff and sore. But it's important for flexibility and balance, especially as we get older. I mean, so things like yoga and Pilates will have a lot of sort of strength and stretching kind of built into them.
Yeah, absolutely.
So they're very important.
Yep, absolutely. And so your mission is to get people moving, right?
Well, I want people to understand how important it is to move, but to be thinking about it all the time, because there is a clear correlation between moving and longevity, or not moving, and unfortunately, premature death. I want people to move so that they can be fit and healthy and enjoy their life and enjoy their family, because that's ultimately what we all want to live for, to be here a long time and not to be a burden.
Boy, that's the key thing, not to be a burden. Because if you don't do it for yourself, do it for your family. Your family, they're the ones who will have to deal with your inactivity. Jim, you are a delight. We'll have to have you back on again. I absolutely love some of what you said. I'm going to try the squat thing a little bit at a time. I do exercise, but I'm going to really work on the strength and the squats for sure.
Yeah,
check out GetAmericaMoving.com. Pick up his book, The Exercise Factor. Jimmy K, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you so much, KB.
I love it. Thanks, Jim. Bye-bye.
Yeah, cheers. Bye.
Just wanna touch your. Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
America tonight. Hope you had a terrific weekend. Maybe you actually got a chance to take a breath. Not like the candidates that are scrambling around that we talked about a couple of segments ago, making all the Sunday shows, making plans to go to New Hampshire, announcing potential dates when they can decide whether or not they're going to run. I think you're going to see, of the people that I mentioned, to bring it back around here, what have we learned for this hour? I think Mike Huckabee goes in. Certainly Rick Perry is going to go in. Chris Christie's going to go in. So there's three more there. And then I believe we're going to see even a couple of surprises along the way. People you weren't necessarily assuming were going to jump into this. So I think it becomes almost like a draft. You know, the NFL draft is coming up. And is it good to have the more the merrier? Or would it be better to have a smaller crew actually vying for the Republican nod? And I'm kind of tweaking my thoughts on that, because I don't think it's good to have ridiculous amounts of debates, because then it's that beauty pageant thing I don't like, where everybody's ripping, you know, if it's the Democrats, the other side, they're ripping every single thing that's said. And, of course, everybody's watching, so the ratings are huge. So any of the networks or anybody can get their hands on it. They want a piece of the Republican action, for sure. But is it really good for all the candidates? And the answer is no. Is it okay to have a lot of people interested and involved? In the beginning, I think so. But you've got to shred the pile. So my only different thought is, it's okay if people get excited, want to be in it. And maybe that's the thing. Look how many people want to be president. But look on the Democratic side, it's Hillary or nothing. Or it's Hillary and, oh, please, Joe, will you run to make it look better in the beginning? Or Jim Webb, the former senator from Virginia, will you run, but don't spend a lot of money because you know you're not going to get it? I don't know. There could be some good strategizing around that for the Republicans, but not if it becomes every single week or every third week or whatever it is, there's another debate and the Republicans eat themselves and throw themselves under the bus, because eventually when you get into that, that's what happens, because you're trying to one-up the person on the stage. You're debating. That's the whole idea. You're trying to do that. Hey, if you did take a breath over the weekend and you're a motorhead and you were watching at all NASCAR, after 4 rain delays, 11 extra laps, Mac Kenseth finally won in Bristol, Tennessee, 9 hours on Sunday. I mean, it was waterlogged. This segs us into It's Your Weather, because so many people are sending me now notes about, I love it too. If you have a weather report that you want to send my way from one of our fabulous affiliates, please do it. So, I mean, the water could not, there was just crazy water. But why I mention this too is because Kenseth snapped a 51-game losing skid. That's a bad losing skid. And Jeff Gordon, who's getting out of the game at the end of the season, he held him off. And Jimmy Johnson, he held him off. So how about this? I mean, Kenseth was a guy who won a bunch of races. When he jumped into the Joe Gibbs racing team, he won like 7 times 2 years ago. But can you imagine those delays? I mean, so here's the question. If you're a fan, are you sitting there through all of this? Are you just saying, yeah, no, I've had enough? Yeah, I'm good. I'm all good. I've seen enough. I'm ready to roll. I think I'm rolling. I think that's just too long. And then plus, you know, that uncomfortableness of the rain pouring down. So in the weather segment, I got this from Tawny, who says, Kate, did you happen to see any funnel clouds? I was worried about you. We're here in Illinois, and we heard about the terrible weather in Texas. And let me tell you, it sounded like the house, like a train was coming through the house on Saturday night. Massive amount of water. But because of the drought situation in Texas, like our friends in California, who have to cut back 25%, it's gotten better in Texas, because we're having a lot of rain. So I know there's people listening to us in the Lone Star State all over the place. And so to answer your question from a concerned listener in Illinois, yeah, we got a bunch of rain, and that's the good thing. Because never in my life, as I've lived all over this great country, I've been fortunate, I've never seen anything like driving over a bridge and looking over to the right and the left and seeing tree stumps that there's no way any boats are going through it. That's just what you see in the water because the lakes were so dry. So now that's got to raise that level, I would assume, significantly. So that's the good news. But, yes, there was some funnel clouds in parts of Texas and even in Oklahoma, because, you know, that's that whole tornado alley can be really bad. But nothing that landed that caused any significant damage or, you know, whatnot. Thank goodness. And then I got this one from Hal, who says, Kate, we love you here in Sarasota. Can't wait till you come and visit. We listen to you in the middle of the night. I get up and I get ready to go to work, and I actually get up now earlier so I can listen to you during my breakfast. And I have to tell you, the weather here is pretty good right now. This is a nice time of year, as you know, because you have family in Florida, to be in the Sunshine State because it's not too hot yet. It's, you know, we still have our heat moments, but you're not on fire, as you've said before on your show. Yeah, you know, the you're right. That's probably when a lot of people go and go to the theme parks, I would think. If they missed the spring break time, this is a good time when the temperature's, you know, 80s, not really so much in the 90s, not as bad as it gets as you get closer to the summer. So, yeah, thanks for all the weather reports, by the way. I appreciate it. And also this from some people, too, and this isn't the mailbag segment, but some people were asking me, because it segs into sports, too, as well, about Tim Tebow. And Tim Tebow is going to sign, yes, with the Eagles, supposedly. And I don't know, is that a surprise or not? I thought he was done with football. But I guess he has reached the end of the line yet. He's just 27. So he would be a backup. It's a one-year deal. And he reached, it's being reported anyway, by ESPN, Adam Schefter, who has great sources, that he's got a new deal, that he's going to arrive in Philly. He's going to ink it, and he's going to be ready to roll on Monday, that they start their off-season program, and he's going to be there. And I guess he wanted to try to jump in somewhere as a backup quarterback, so there you go. The Patriots, of course, the last time he played was in 2013. The Patriots released him at the end of the summer then, and then pretty much that's what he thought. Well, that's it. He didn't necessarily say that. He didn't say, well, I'm not going to go back to football. And he got a gig as an analyst for the SEC network. So he's doing the college football commenting, you know, commentator thing. And he seemed good in front of the camera, actually. So it didn't seem like he was going to return to the NFL. But how about that? How about that? He decided, I didn't close the door, so I never said I closed the door, and I'm going to go back to the NFL. You would have to think for the Eagles, they figure if he's the backup, he's an affordable backup and he's in great shape. I suppose that's what they're thinking. But he's been that guy in a few different places. New York after one season, Denver. Remember he had the big year in Denver, and then he was gone from Denver. New York, same thing when you're in New York. But Tim Tebow, a lot of people like Tim Tebow. He's a fan favorite. So from that point of view, that's a good thing because people like Tim Tebow. So he'll get a lot of favorable publicity. And at least in the beginning and sitting there on the bench and backing up, it probably is a good spot for him. Wouldn't it be interesting if he ends up coming back in and becomes the kind of the hero he was in Denver? That's why you never say never. Never say never. Thanks for listening to ATN.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.